Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 50th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 11, Shechem begins to speak, and Shechem said unto her father, Dinah, Jacob, and to the brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me, I'll give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. Literally, whatever you want, I have my power to give you. Cattle, sheep, land, you name it, I'll give it to you. Just let me have your daughter to be my wife. I told you before, and I got to move on. Never forget when I was a missionary in Kenya, Africa, we went up to Lodwar. Lodwar is a desert up there. And as we were there from Monday to Monday, and we went hut-to-hut visitation, what a great week we had. Literally, we did most of our hut-to-hut visitation at night because it's hot in the desert and all people just start. It's a long story. Anyway, we did a lot of night visitation because people are kind of more sociable at night. It's too hot to get out and talk to people. Anyway, Sunday morning, we baptized 35 or 39 people. Remember that story in that dry riverbed, and we baptized folk and started Lodwar Landmark Baptist Church that Sunday morning. Monday morning, we started to leave. There was me and three preacher boys, okay? And as we were leaving, just before we left, his name was Jehoshaphat Mukiah. He brings a goat to the back, and I had a trooper, an Isuzu trooper, and those are closed in. I don't know if you know what that is. It's kind of like a Jeep, okay? He brought an old stinking goat to my, and I said, Jehoshaphat, what do you think you're going to do with that goat? He said, I'm going to take it back to Kakamega. I said, not in my vehicle, you ain't taking that, because it's an 8-hour drive through the desert and all, and we can stop through bathroom breaks, but those goats don't know there's bathroom breaks. And we're in an enclosed cab. And he said, preacher, please, please, please. He'd been married to his wife for many years. They had children. And his father-in-law was going to come and repossess the wife and the children because he'd not paid all his dowry. And all he had left, Owen, was one goat. Because you know how you make payments. You know, like a layaway plan. And over the years, he'd slowly making payments. I guess he hadn't paid in a long time. And before he left to go to Lodwar, the dad told him, I'm coming to get my daughter and kids because you ain't paid your dowry. Please, this'll pay all my expenses. I mean, she'll be paid off. She'll be debt free. And that's what he was talking. And long story short, we loaded that nasty goat up, and it was nasty, man. Anyway, you know what happened, and we got her home, and God bless them, got the goat out of there. But anyway, that's what Shechem said. Anything you want, just give me your daughter, Dinah. But while Shechem is speaking, those boys, I believe, I wrote my note here, that is probably, when he says, I'll give you whatever you want, it was probably the last straw. They were angry. They were grieved. And I think like the old saying, kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, because Shechem was treating the sister who he just took, raped, had in his house, like a harlot. Because in verse number 31, they said, should we deal with our sister as with a harlot? Shechem was treating her in their mind like a harlot, like a piece of meat. And boy, they were angry. We'll give you whatever you want. Well, verse 13 through 17. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully. And said, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they, the boys, said unto them, we cannot do this thing. to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, these pagans out there, for they are a reproach to us. But in this we will consent unto you, if you will be as we are, that every male of you be circumcised. They had a plan going here, and we're going to get to it. I think most of you already know what takes place. You'll be circumcised. Then we'll give our daughters unto you, and we'll take your daughters unto us. We'll dwell with you, and we'll be one people. We'll be one big happy family. Verse 17, but if you will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we're going to take our daughter, and the word take literally means forcibly. They just ain't going to go over there. They're going to take her. They're going to be problems, okay? And then it says, and we'll be gone. Not only are we going to take our sister, but they're going to be problems because of what you did to her. Verse number 18, this is interesting. And their words pleased Hamor, that was the dad, and Shechem, the son. Why did that please him? Hey, we don't have to pay nothing. This ain't going to cost us anything but a little bit of pain, yeah. Hey, we still get keep our cows, our sheep, our houses, our land. All they want to do is that. Hey, we can do that. We can do that, literally. They agreed, this ain't so bad. It's not going to cost us anything. So they thought. Notice verse number 19. The young man deferred not to do the thing. In other words, he agreed because he had delight in Jacob's daughter. This is a telling story. This next phrase. And he was more honorable than all the house of his father. Shechem was a rat himself, but yet he was more honorable. It didn't say he was honorable. It said he was more honorable. There's bad, there's worse, and there's worsest. I don't know another word. Do y'all have that word up in Washington? Worsest? No, probably not. Anyway, but you got the idea. There's bad, there's badder, and the worst and worst. You know what I'm talking about. He was bad, but yet he was the most honorable guy in that whole town. That's how wretched these people were. The Bible said he was the most honorable guy there was. Boy, they were slim pickings. And then let's redress this quickly. Verse number 20, and Hamor and Shechem, his son, came into the gate of their city, communed with the men of their city, and saying, these men are peaceable with us. Let us therefore dwell in the land and trade therein, for the land, behold, it's large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to our wives, and let us give them our daughters. And only now, will these men consent unto us for dwell with us to be our people. And here's the stipulation, guys. If every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. We're not asking a lot, fellas, because in verse number 23, if we do this, everything they have, eventually we're going to own it. So look under verse number 23, and they will dwell with us. Verse 24. And under Hamor and under Shechem, his son, hearkened all that went out into the gate of the city. And every of the male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of the city. They convinced them, convinced those guys to accept that offer because, hey, we're going to be rich. And all we got to do to be rich is be circumcised. Well, 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. They pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That's what 1 Timothy says. They did it to themselves. Okay. Let's go quickly. I got to finish it. Ain't this good? Verse number 25. And it came to pass on the third day when they were sore. The word sore here, I looked it up again in Hebrew. It means they were in intense pain.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.